be fun to play a little game called What's in Kelly's Mouth.
That's great. Just for the record, I was not a part of creating this game.
I mean, it's all right. You're a willing participant.
Uh-huh.
No coercion.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is you have an everyday object.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shove it in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Give clues as to what it is.
So I have to talk with my mouth full.
Yep.
Giving the clues, right?
That's right. And okay. All you have to do is identify what this is at 502-571-9970. Okay? And if you get it right.
Some fun people to play with?
Yeah. Well, here, let's first say hi to Lindsay calling us from Brandenburg. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi there. You know, typically, and I don't know, Lindsay, if you've got any sort of like broadcasting experience or anything like that, but typically they say that you shouldn't broadcast or speak publicly with something in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, we're going against all the rules. We're going against all the rules.
Yep. All right. So since you're first up, you're going to get your first crack. So Kelly, go ahead and shove what you got in your mouth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Got it.
All right. All right. It's in there. Is it in there?
It's in there.
All right.
I inserted it in my mouth.
All right. So Kelly is going to give clues. Lindsay, you get the first guess.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I can usually grip it with one hand. It fits nicely in my hand.
Oh. What's in Kelly's mouth, Lindsay?
It's a little vague. I get it.
A pencil?
Kelly, is it a pencil?
Yes!
Oh, wow. Wow.
That was quick.
Out the gate.
I had 7 clues and we got him knocked out of the park.
Good job, Lindsay.
Thanks.
Wait a second. Do you want me to put it back in and just go through the clues just
for fun? Yeah, I was going
to
say, why don't you shove that thing back in there and give us some more of those clues for all of our sakes? Because Lindsay obviously is just way too versed on trying to decipher what are in people's mouths.
This is pro level.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so Lindsay, here were some of the other clues.
Okay. Although size doesn't really matter, I prefer to use one so we're 6 inches long.
I mean, that is accurate, yeah? That is accurate. Give us another one.
I take it back. I don't think we should do these.
No. I want to hear some more.
Number 3, they don't really work properly if they're not hard.
What's in Kelly's mouth?
I hold the entire thing, but only use the tip.
Oh. I got Lindsay. how about one more? How about one more?
Okay, one more. Okay. I can't let you know how I feel about you by how I use it.
I can let you know how I feel about you by how I use it. What's in Kelly's mouth? Wow, Lindsay, you got it out the gate, so congratulations.
Such impressive.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So enjoy $50 to spend at Skyline where you can shove some of those chili dogs in your mouth.
Yeah, it tastes better than a pencil.
All right, Lindsay, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to get more information from you. Wow. That was good.
That was a dumb, stupid game.
Nah, we'll have to bring that one back. That was fun.
That was dumb.
No, that was fun. Lindsay was just way too good at...
She was.
Well, I mean, we wanted to start with something easy, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those were
the last clue was using a number 2 as standard.
Well, like,
they would have gotten it by then.
Yeah, by then, for sure.
By then.
Yeah, all right.